On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the next concert for the Adrian Symphony Orchestra and in the month of November. And I'd like to welcome back into the program the Executive Director, Libby Watson. Libby, so good to have you back with us.
Hi, good evening, Dale. Thanks for having us here.
As well as the Music Director and Conductor of the ASO, Bruce Kiesling. Bruce, good to have you back.
Dale, fantastic to be here with you. Thanks.
And boy, I mean, we've got the one concert done so far, and we have a next one coming up, Libby.
It's so good to be back, and here we are hitting the ground running, right? And
yes.
Just a few weeks later, we're back with the next concert that we're titling Festivals, and it's happening Sunday, November 14th at 3 p.m. back at Dawson Auditorium. And tickets are available now online at adriansymphony.org, or you can call our office at 517-264-3121. And as always, the box office will be open ahead of the concert at Dawson Auditorium just a couple hours before the concert begins. So any last-minute tickets can be purchased right there at the box office window.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if all of a sudden you say, oh, I can make it now, you know, so come on and enjoy. Well, Bruce, tell us about festivals and why is it called festivals?
Well, because the concert is going to be an absolute joy to be around. But this specific name, festival, has to do with the main work on the program, which is called Roman Festivals. Now, for people who hear the orchestra regularly, you may have noticed in recent years we've done two different pieces, one called The Fountains of Rome and one called The Pines of Rome. And both of these are very famous orchestral show pieces. The movie Fantasia uses some of these. So people, even if they don't, it's one of those pieces, they may not know they know it, but then they hear it and they go, oh, that does sound familiar. I know this piece.
Yeah.
Well, there are three in that set. And the first two are the more famous ones that we've done. But this last piece, Roman Festivals, is the third of the what's called the Roman Triptych, the three pieces in that. And this involves, you know, four different festivals throughout the year in the Roman calendar. So the composer, Respighi, he lived in the 20th century, so a relatively contemporary composer. But he liked to look way back into great Roman history. And he was just loved his country, is a good Italian. And he's a violinist and played in opera orchestras and just loved opera. And, you know, when we think of Italian composers, we do tend to think exclusively of opera.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If we think of like symphonies and all that, we tend to think, oh, well, that's, you know, Beethoven and Mozart, all these Germans and Austrians. But for Italians, we tend to think exclusively of opera, except for Respighi. And he's the one exception to that who, for some reason, he's the one guy who really wrote some just great, strictly orchestral music, not operas, but orchestral music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in this, we have the first opening movement goes back to the great days of the Colosseum, and it starts with offstage trumpets. So we have trumpets going back and forth as if you're hearing them on both sides of the Colosseum, calling back and forth to each other, announcing this big event at the Colosseum. And actually, you know, the musical description he's going for is some of the slaves were actually thrown out there into the Colosseum, and then the lions are sort of hunting them down.
Yeah.
All that's worked into the music, and you can actually hear the victims there. They're praying, and so there's this intoning sort of Gregorian chant versus the very colorful lions. It's not a very long movement, so don't worry. And we don't know what happens. You know, it's the Disney version of this, I say. So so we don't. It doesn't get too bloody.
Okay, great.
But it's a really wonderful piece and very colorful. And then the second movement, this absolutely beautiful night song. You can imagine being in this romantic dinner, and then off in the distance, you're hearing a romantic song played on the mandolin. It's a kind of a very famous moment in orchestral music because we don't think of the mandolin as being an orchestral instrument, but there is this gorgeous solo, and it's so delicate and so light. And again, contrasting all of this big, loud stuff that we're doing, we have this intimate moment and this romantic, and it's a kind of played flamenco style. So it's all, you know, it's all tremolo. And it's just so gorgeous and so beautiful. Can't wait for that. One of the other movements is celebrating the harvest season in October. So we have great hunting and sort of gathering, like this joyous sort of march to, you know, hunting animals in the fall. And then the big final movement is the Epiphany, which in Rome traditionally was it's kind of like a giant county fair. So they would invite everybody within like 100 miles, and you would all come to Rome to get to know each other, to experience each other, the colors and the cultures and the food and the smells and the perfumes. And you just get this sense that you're walking down maybe a street, and on every side is just incredible colors, and I feel like I can actually when I do the piece, you can actually smell the different smells. And you're kind of spinning around and you look this direction and you see this group of people who've come in maybe from 50 miles to the east. And then you spin around the other way and you see this other group, maybe they're 10 miles to the west. And all of these things are kind of interacting. And you walk by a drunk trombonist, like, well, you know, kind of like everybody's having a great time in this piece. And what I think is so interesting about it, Respighi wrote for bigger and bigger orchestras. So everything but the kitchen sink is in this orchestra. And after he wrote this piece, he said, I've done everything you can do with an orchestra.
So, oh, wow.
He said, I'll never write another piece because I literally, if you can do it, I've done it and I'm done. So he quit. He retired. This was his retirement piece because he figured, I've done it all.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it is his sign-off, his signature, his farewell. He wrote a few small things after this, but never another big work. He was like, if you can do it, I've done it, so I'm good.
Amazing. Amazing. But, I mean, he knew it that he wrote so big.
Yes.
For this.
He literally said, if you can imagine it for the orchestra, I've already done it.
Jeez. Wow.
So he lived a couple of decades after that. So he just wrote a couple small things. He went way back into some earlier, sort of antique music and things. But so that's the big piece, hence our name, Festivals.
Okay.
We're opening the program with a very short work by a living composer, Jessie Montgomery. She's a fantastic composer. It's called Starburst. And when I keep describing it, it's just like a supernova. It just attacks and brilliantly will light up the stage. It's almost like you can't, when I listen to the piece, I think that it's like shining this gorgeous light in the morning. You know, you open the curtains and the sun is just like beaming down on you, almost blinding, and it's brilliance. And again, short work, 4 minutes long, so we're in and out in that. And it's for a small ensemble, but somehow she figures out a way to make this group sound huge, and it's so exciting, just a great way to open the program. And then perhaps what we're most excited about is our guest artist, who's a pianist, and we got really lucky. Because this is really maybe the hottest pianist in the world right now. She's very young. She's 17 right now. I think she'll be 18. Wait, maybe she just turned 18 because when we booked her, I think she was 17.
Okay.
But she just got into Juilliard, and everybody is trying to get her. Her name is Daniela Liebman, and just a fantastic artist. Again, just hitting the world stage in a really special way. And we actually had someone else booked for this concert. Someone who's been here several times, Andrew Tyson, a great friend and amazing pianist. But during COVID, when he couldn't do any concerts, he practiced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
So he was practicing 10, 12 hours a day because he didn't have any concerts to, so he just kept practicing. And he actually injured his hand.
Oh, no.
So his doctor said no playing for 6 months
at all.
With his right hand. His left hand, he could keep working on that stuff, but on the right hand. So he had to withdraw from this concert. And I happen to know Daniela's agent, so I was chatting with her, and she said, I think Daniela's free that weekend if you'd want her. And so I said, yes, we would love to have her. This would be so lucky. So we got very, very lucky. I mean, we wish Andrew the best. I just talked to him the other day. But he is progressing. But we're thrilled that Daniela was able to step in and pinch hit for him in this case. And I know that she's going to do a beautiful job with the Mendelssohn Concerto, which I always say is just, it's a sweet, charming work. It's like a piece of candy, absolutely delightful, short, and happiest. And the piece is in G minor, and I think a lot of people think, oh, minor, it's probably going to be sad and heavy. But in this case, somehow Mendelssohn, he was very young when he wrote this and full of life, and he manages to write the happiest, most joyous piece in this concerto. And I will say that this was one of the pieces that was in the lost concerts that never happened due to COVID. So we had been rehearsing it back in March of last year, and unfortunately it was canceled before we could perform it. So this is the first piece that we're able to kind of find another spot for, and thrilled to get to do it.
Great. Oh my gosh. It sounds like it's going to be just exciting to be able to come in and listen to. And I've always said many, many times talking with you is that there's nothing like being in person to hear the concert being done live, and hearing all the nuances and seeing all the people in the orchestra and how they're playing their instruments and everything just really, really makes it an event, and a festival that's going to be that Bruce.
I think so, for sure. And I couldn't agree with you more that there's something about being in the room with other people appreciating the same thing. It's like, we can watch a movie at home. We can stream it, the night that it comes out. But there's still, I think, something exciting about going to the theater on opening night, whether it's a movies or something at the Croswell or an orchestra concert that we do, being there with your friends, with your family, and just people in your community, whether you know them personally. There's just this community experience of being in a room and sharing the experience of hearing this great music. It's very special, as you said.
Oh, absolutely.
And the musicians love playing for a live audience.
Oh, yeah. They have really missed that. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, absolutely. You know, we did some videos last year, which was great to get the musicians together and stay in touch with our audience. But the feeling of being in front of a group and playing for an audience that you're getting that feedback from. And it's not just like, oh, we finished the piece and they applaud. There is this sense of give and take. Like, I love quiet moments in a piece. And if the audience is quiet, you know you really have them and they're really listening. You know, if they're sort of, you hear them kind of shuffling around and stuff, you'd be like, I better go faster here.
Yeah.
kind of losing them. But because I think part of the conductor's job is really to pace the event. So, but you get this sort of give and take in the room of what does it feel like? What's the acoustic like? What's the temperature outside? You know, everything can affect how we, you know, the tempos that we take. But that interaction with an audience is nothing can replace that. And so we're so thrilled to be back and sharing music with people here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's that total energy that you experience during that performance. And that is really so exhilarating to be able to be a part of and to experience as well. So now that we've got everybody primed for the concert, Libby, I'm sure you have some thank yous that you'd like to mention.
Yeah, so first of all, you got to be there. So get your tickets. Yeah. Website is adriansymphony.org and the phone number is 264-3121. We can't do this without all the incredible community support, not only all those people who are buying those wonderful tickets to come to the concert, but the sponsors and the program advertisers. They are the ones that make all of this possible. So we want to thank Gleaner Life Insurance Society and the Taylor Agency of Southern Michigan for their classical series sponsorship. Support also from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts. Concert sponsors are Citizens Gas Fuel Company and Kapnick Insurance Group. And, of course, we thank, once again, the Maurice and Dorothy Stubnitz Foundation for the guest artist sponsorship to bring these incredible guest artists like Daniela Liebman to Adrian and to perform for our Lenawee County community. So thank you to all of them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, again, make sure you get your tickets and get them early.
That's right. So this is happening Sunday, November 14th at 3 o'clock at Dawson Auditorium. Again, the box office will be open ahead of the concert for last-second ticket sales for the very best seats in the house. So that are available, you're better off buying them before you get there. So head to our website. We have a brand new ticketing platform that's a lot of fun to use.
Yes.
And you can just go right on, select your seat, order your ticket. You can print your ticket at home now and bring that sheet of paper to the door to be scanned to get in. Or you can just show your ticket on your cell phone. Or we can mail to you a traditional ticket if that's your preference. But there's lots of different ways that you can get that ticket. And we hope you'll join us and don't miss out on all this spectacular music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Festivals. And again, on Sunday, November the 14th at 3 p.m. at Dawson Auditorium, Adrian College. Bruce, thank you so much for being here and also, you know, providing all this wonderful music for us to be able to enjoy.
Of course. It's our pleasure. I mean, it's what we do. It's our role in the community. And it's fun to get to choose a collection of such joyous and happy music as this is.
Yeah. Can't wait for it, you know, to be able to experience. Bruce Kiesling, who is the music director and conductor for the ASO, and Libby Watson, the executive director of the ASO, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Dale. No. Thanks for having us.
And we'll look forward to the next concert coming up.
December will be right around the corner.
Oh, my goodness,
Start thinking about your shopping.
That's right. That's for sure. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.